Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
I want you, before you record something, to take a breath and take like 5 minutes to think about it.
What does that mean?
You can be a little bit of Karen sometimes on your social media, but then you get exactly what you want.
Hey there, welcome to another episode of the Personality Hires podcast, your favorite coworker's favorite podcast. I'm joined by Rebecca. Jackson.
Howdy.
And Mikey. And I'm Abby. And we're going to be talking about our New Year's resolutions, but instead of giving ourselves our own resolutions, we're going to be giving resolutions for each other.
Wait, aren't we also discussing our own resolutions as well?
Yeah, I guess we could do that too.
Yeah, I misunderstood the assignment. I wrote a bunch for myself and then panicked and wrote some for you guys.
Well, does everyone have resolutions first and foremost? Do you believe in resolutions? A lot of times people are like, fuck that, I'm never doing that.
I tried to stick to a resolution in my life.
It's against my moral compass to have a New Year's resolution because it feels a little lazy. Like, why am I going to wait until January to do something?
I love a New Year's resolution.
Me too. Thank you.
Do you ever stick to them, though?
No, I always fail them. And the worst one is every single year, probably for like the last 7 years, I buy myself a brand new, kind of expensive usually, journal and planner that I decorate with beautiful stickers that I also buy off of Etsy. And I set up this whole, like, I organize every page. Like, this is what I'm going to put here, and this is how I'm going to organize this. And I never do it for one day.
Not even a single day?
Maybe. Or you don't do it on the first day?
Honestly, last year's, I bought the most beautiful planner, like leather-bound 2025 in gold script, and I didn't use it for a single day.
You're kidding.
Nope. Not a single day.
Okay. All right.
I think I know why.
I do this with a lot of stuff is that you really want to do something. Mm-hmm. Then you put too much work and thought into it. Then you're exhausted and you will never do it.
My problem is I'm a planner. I'm not an executor.
Well, you're not a planner either. Check out our planner, guys.
Yeah. I love the idea of like having something at the end of the year that you can look back and seeing all of your pretty handwriting and using stickers and saving all of your goals and motivations. And the most fun part is decorating and making your organized lists of things you're going to do. And then when it comes to actually sitting down and writing in your journal every day or writing what your goals are every day, that's boring. And so I don't do it. And I waste my time and money.
Well, your goal every year is just to do the planner thing. So yeah. I think you're doing all right.
Well, that's my New Year's resolution every year is that I am going to journal in some fashion. And so far, for the past 5 years, it hasn't worked. But I did just buy my new planner for the year. So maybe this year, I'm going to do it.
How many years have you done this?
I think at least 4. I think this might be the fifth year.
You think after like year three, you would get the picture?
I think I just like to decorate things with stickers, and this gives me a great like opportunity to do that.
Why can't your resolution should just be decorate a notebook,
do
and
art.
Then you get to check that off the list every year.
I just need to start making like collages or something, because this is an expensive waste of
How much
time.
Do you paint on a notebook?
Like a really nice planner, I get the Sterling Ink Horizontal A5 planner, and it is $50.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
It's like, and it's funny because it's worthless the next year because the calendar changes.
Yeah, it's so sad. It's literally been on my nightside table ever since I bought it, and it stares at me every day because I haven't moved it.
Well, can I challenge you to just like commit 5 minutes of your morning every morning to it? Because I actually did a journal for a full year. That was a resolution of mine one time. And the funny thing is I've never gone back and read it.
No. That's probably brutal to look at. Let's bring it in next week.
No. Come on. Yeah, sure, I can bring it in.
You will?
Yeah, I can do that. The one thing that I would like to look back on is it was the first year that my fiance and I started dating, so I'm sure there's some like fun, juicy tidbits of like us first meeting in there, but I really haven't gone back and read it.
Oh, you should for sure read an excerpt for an episode of The Personality Hires.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll bring it in next time.
I can do 5 minutes a night.
A morning. Like, start with that, like, the first thing that you do when you wake up.
But nothing's happened yet.
Let's
do
start
it from
with,
the day before.
Let's start with opening the planner. After you decorate it, just open it.
I'm going to have a movie log. That's going to motivate me to actually open it and use it. I'm going to rate movies every time I go see a movie.
This is the problem with what you're going through is this planner, in your head, it's this all-encompassing, like, guide of your life for that year.
Mm-hmm.
When you need to commit it to, like, a specific thing, mm-hmm. like just journaling your thoughts. You can have a movie review thing, but that should be separate from your journal.
Okay, that's like, yeah, I understand what you're saying. That's like, that's adding too much
it really
to it.
Is.
Rebecca's like, what if I had Letterboxd but made it harder?
Yes, yeah. I think that's great. I think that's fun. Honestly, I just have a really bad memory, and it'd be nice to be able to like go back and be like, oh, that's what I did that day.
It seems performative to put movie reviews in a notebook. Like, I feel like you'd end up in the lobby of the theater, like, writing and seeing if anyone's looking at you. Like, you're going to get discovered.
I was going to buy, like, a little printer to, like, print out stickers of the movie posters.
Oh, no.
So I can just put them on and I can have, like, little stars.
Your goals are so lofty right now. Just put pen to paper, like, for 3 days straight, and then we can come back and talk about these other goals.
I can commit to that, at least. But, yes, I love them, but I don't do them.
Okay, so your resolution is paper letterboxed.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson, what is your 2026 New Year's resolution?
So myself, I love resolutions as well. I totally get, Abby, what you're saying about how they do seem a little lazy. Like, why do you have to wait until the beginning of the year when you should just start now? I think for me is like when Thanksgiving hits and like the general holiday season comes around, my schedule and rhythm and everything just gets completely blown by the wayside. Like there's time doesn't really exist between that those two holidays, especially like Christmas to New Year's. And so that's like the time where I start thinking about what I want my resolution to be so that I can start the new year strong. But for this year, my number one thing is starting therapy again.
Whoa. Ooh. What triggered you to want to go back to therapy?
It's been on the back of my mind for a long while. I haven't been in the last like 2 or 3 years. And I used to be fairly consistent with therapy like since middle school with like when I first got diagnosed with like ADHD, OCD, and general anxiety. And it's like kind of come and gone, but I've maintained fairly consistent with it. But then my last job, not the Burt Show before that, paid for my therapy.
Oh,
and
wow.
So once that ended, I was like, I don't really want, like, I'm fine. I'm in a good spot right now. And I just haven't looked back. So it's been on the to-do list. I literally just sent a request for an intake form today, so hopefully we can get that back up and running.
What are you going to talk about?
Yeah, tell us all.
You guys want to know what I'm talking about?
Well, I'm just glad that you're bringing it up because my New Year's resolution for you was for you to go to a psychiatrist.
Oh, no.
I was like, something's going on with Jackson.
That's not cool. That is not cool. That's my biggest thing. And I think that's the first step in just getting a lot of things in my life back on track. Honestly.
I'm really happy for you. And I also hate you that you can afford therapy. Brag about it a little more.
Yeah, therapy is weirdly expensive.
Have I told you guys about my therapy?
No.
You went to therapy?
Oh, yeah. I went to a lot of therapy. A lot of therapy being like 6 months of it. And Oh boy, did it piss me
off. What time period in your life was this?
Senior year of high school, I guess.
And what? There's always an inciting incident. So, like, what was the thing that made you go?
Not very happy. But my best friend died, and so then
What's so sad about that?
What does that mean?
So then,
you just brush it off, dude.
So then I went to I would go to therapy, and I'd be like, "Yeah, this really sucks. My friend's dead," and she'd be like, "You should stop smoking weed." And I'm like, "What? What are you talking about? That has nothing to do with this." What? So yeah, really, that lady. It was just the worst lady ever. I couldn't stand her, and she had this dog with just brown around its mouth, and
she had a dog in the office.
Yeah, a big white poodle with brown on the mouth.
I love how that was your last straw with your therapist, was she said to put the weed pen down, and you're like, that's not
no, but
me.
Like, you're breaking down about a friend dying, and then she's like, oh, well, have you thought about that you have ACD or whatever?
ACDC?
That sucks. I'm sorry to hear that your experience was like that. Just because, classic. Like, finding a good therapist is half the battle, honestly, a lot of times, and finding someone that you gel with, and for you to just get thrust into that in a tumultuous time.
Dude, I got thrust in.
Not cool. Hey, highly suggest maybe giving it another shot.
I have all the money in the world. I'll go and do that.
Okay, so if you guys had resolutions, do you have anything in mind, or do you just straight up not believe in them, don't even think about it?
Well, I think maybe it's a little bit hypocritical to say that I don't have resolutions, because for the past 3 years, I've tried to have a word to define every year. I think for me, maybe that's easier for me to wrap my mind around rather than I want to accomplish this one specific thing, whereas I feel like a word sort of casts vision on the year. And I think my first year in Atlanta was brave, like just to be brave and all the things that I did. And then the next year was bold. I wanted to be bolder. And then this year was supposed to be my butterfly year, where I was supposed to take off and get out of my cocoon. And then you know, it lost my job.
It kind of sounds, I mean, that still fits, I feel like. It could definitely still be very appropriate.
Yeah, like I'm going to go fly somewhere else.
Yeah.
You pre-planned butterfly before knowing that you were getting fired. That's really sad.
No. And it's ironic because butterflies, don't they have like obnoxiously short lifespans? So honestly, it's kind of fitting. Like, they last like 2 weeks. I'm like, yeah. That adds up.
That's kind of poetic.
I think I'm struggling because literally, I mean, I've known where I'm moving for like literally like 2 days. So I haven't even been able to wrap my mind around a word. So I'm trying to figure out what I even want this year to be. But like, I just want to like be happy this year. The last half of 2025 sucked. And so I just want to enjoy what 2026 is going to be like. Whatever that looks like, I just want to find happiness in whatever lays ahead.
Can we give you a word? Sure. What do you guys have to think? Like stability or like...
Stability is a good word.
You know, like trying to just get back into like the groove of things ever since of a pretty tumultuous last 2 months.
Yeah, I guess the stability is a word I've been harping on. Reset has been a word I've been thinking about a lot.
I have two words. Alpha grind. Get out there.
Alpha grind.
Mikey's like, two words. Red pill.
Don't be a beta. No.
Don't be a beta.
My word for you is... gratitude.
Shut up.
Because listen, it is true. It is. Listen, it's a scientific fact that when you wake up in the morning, the more thankful you are and the less that you take for granted, the happier and more at peace you will be in life.
More gratitude, better attitude.
There you go, girl.
We're putting on a bumper sticker, Rebecca. Come on. You had it right there.
Slay. But I truly think being grateful for what you have and making sure that you're not taking for granted the things that you do have in your life is the true path to being content and enjoying your life and finding true happiness.
Why does this feel like a backhanded compliment in a way? why do I feel like you're subtweeting me?
I'm saying your life sucks. It could be worse. No. No, let's just... honestly, I think that's what everybody should be doing. You shouldn't take your life for granted. And it's like every motivational speaker who's like, scientifically, the more you say thank you, the happier you are. Studies show. It's true.
Rebecca's in a sinkhole and she's not even trying to get out.
What wrong? I stand by what I said.
No, I'm kidding. That was beautiful.
That was good.
To say it three more times.
Thanks, King.
Yeah, those are some serious resolutions right there.
Mm-hmm. stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
I've never tried to come up with a serious resolution in my life, but here's a list of maybe, I don't know, 10 that I'm going to take pretty seriously.
Okay.
Number 1, no more peanut butter still. Last year, I swore off peanut butter because whenever you wake up in the morning with peanut butter mouth, it ruins everything in your life.
Why not no peanut butter after 9 p.m.?
Do you brush your teeth?
Yeah, but still, that is tough stuff to get rid of.
Okay.
Peanut butter mouth, not to be reckoned with.
You just need like a mechanical toothbrush.
Start keeping life stats. Number of toe stubs, doors opened, dog poop stepped on, total length of nails clipped. I really like that.
That's a fun one.
I can give you a journal where you can write it all down.
Number of times someone has had to tie a tie for me. Number of times I tried coffee and didn't like it. Beers drank, distance walked while sad. Then it only counts. Like, you can walk to your car. If you're sad, that counts towards your distance.
Mm.
You like that? It doesn't sound like it. Doesn't sound like you guys are loving it.
No, I really like that. If there was a way to accurately track all that stuff, I've always been fascinated by that. I've always thought like it'd be so cool to have like a top 10 highlight of like the last two. Like a your life wrapped of things that you've done. You know?
I think we had something. I don't know. As a kid, I saw something of like time played and it was like 14 days. And it's like, do this for everything.
When you go to heaven, ask God.
Like, no, that's what I've always thought. Yeah. Whenever you die, you get to have like an end credits and it shows all your stats. Oh, I would love it.
I'm pretty sure Judgment Day is a lot more bleak than that. Like, you're supposed to fall on your hands and knees and be like, forgive me, God.
No, I want to be like, God, how many gummy nerd clusters did I eat?
Instead, God is just like DJ X from Spotify. Hey, Rebecca.
How many times did I stream 360?
Here's how many naked baby statues you collected throughout your life.
Oh, too many to enter heaven.
I will no longer sweat the big things, but I will have excruciating stress about the small things in hopes that solving all the small problems will prevent the big problem from happening in the first place. How do you like that?
My New Year's resolution for you is to stop sweating. Because it got rough at the end of our tenure. There was no deodorant strong enough for Mikey.
I got that handled. I use my girlfriend's now. It works like a charm.
Love that for you.
I want to stop using ChatGPT.
Hell yeah.
Unless I really need it.
Oh my God, fuck off.
I'm going to fight a robot. Here's a good one. Now,
you're going to fight like a Roomba?
I'll fight any robot. No, not any robot. I'll fight a small, scared robot. I'm going to stop relying on my feet to pull all the weight. And I didn't actually finish this one, but I'm going to create something that you can get around town using only your hands.
What?
I don't know. Curious. I'm kind of thinking maybe it props your legs up, so you're doing like a handstand or something. Yeah, something like that. It's that needs to be fleshed out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Keep my bonsai alive. I got a bonsai recently, and I've been taking that
there
pretty
we go.
Seriously.
That one's pretty legit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna spend some more time on the wrong side of the tracks.
Wow.
Where is that?
I don't know. You got to find it first.
You're from Alpharetta, so where are you going, Roswell?
I'm gonna start being more nonchalant.
Nonchalant.
Longer shorts, shorter pants.
Nice.
Longer shorts, shorter pants.
Big top, little bottom.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to stop it, bring it, pay it, watch it, move it, turn it, stop for a minute.
You're getting a bop it?
That's Busta Rhymes.
Okay.
All right. I do have a different section here.
Oh, great.
These
Chapter
are,
two.
These are called continuations. Okay. These are things, I did them last year, and I'm not going to stop doing them. I'm going to continue to do these things. Continue to make money hand over fist. Continue to not wear sunglasses as helpful as they may be.
Okay.
I will continue to not know what serendipity means.
Serendipity?
Serendipity means.
Wait, I'm just realizing that I've never seen you wear sunglasses before.
Don't wear them. Won't do it. Not me.
I can't even imagine you wearing sunglasses.
I look pretty good. Although, I will... not know what serendipity means, I will keep on making it a point to push it into any conversation possible.
How serendipitous of you.
That's serendipitous. I'm going to skip the last one. It's pretty dumb.
What is it? Let's not forget you started with no peanut butter after 9 p.m.
You're like a gremlin.
Like how do we go lower than that?
I'm going to continue to argue with my girlfriend that no, these are not just boy shows. They are shows made for everyone that are just really good and what you watch are girl shows.
What?
You interrupted the end of it,
you see? Sorry.
What she watches are girl shows. What I watch is just everybody shows.
Like what?
What shows are that?
Anything.
What shows does she say specifically are boy shows?
Tires.
Mm.
That's an everybody
that's
show.
A pretty
that's
show,
an everybody
though.
Show.
It is an everybody show, but it's more boy show.
It's everybody.
What is Tires?
I thought you were making that up. Is that like Consumer Reports?
It's on Netflix.
On Goodyear?
What percentage of Shane Gillis fans do you think are men versus women?
99% women.
That's crazy.
The fact that the two women here did not know what that was. It does not point in the direction of it not being a boy show.
That's a little
show.
Joke for you guys, but you see.
Okay. Maybe your resolution should be watch more girl shows.
America's Next Top Model.
Let's get Mikey on Heated Rivalry.
No. Hey. Guess who's been watching all of I Love LA and hated it at first, still kind of hate it. Not a horrible show, though.
Oh, my God, we have something in common. I'm watching I Love LA.
I just stopped.
Okay.
Kidding, thanks. Let's chat about it after.
Let's have Mikey on the ladies' room this week.
Okay, Mikey, so those are your own resolutions. What have you given for us as our resolutions? Because I am deeply intrigued after hearing that list.
I'll give Rebecca and Abby's theirs first.
Okay.
Keep in mind, I wrote this in a panic like 10 minutes ago.
Okay, good. Fabulous.
Rebecca,
mm-hmm.
I would like for you to start a garden. This garden will be green, serene, and zen. I would like you to dedicate your life to it.
You said you wouldn't use ChatGPT unless you really needed it.
That's not chat, baby.
It's got me.
That's actually me.
It's got me.
All right. Abby, I would like for you to go on a journey. This journey will take you far and wide.
This journey will tie
I know. I did a weird voice, so then I rolled with it, and I did a weird voice in the second half.
No, you really pulled it off.
This journey will take you far and wide. You will gain new perspective. New life will be breathed into you, and you will be better for it. At the end of your journey, I want you to start a garden. This garden will be green, serene, and zen. I would like for you to dedicate your life to it. Jackson, I was going to say something like destroy your garden. Something along those lines.
Something about a garden. For sure.
Yeah.
Build a garden and then destroy it.
Chop it with samurai sword.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. What's the thing with Asians in gardens? Is that just bonsai? Get yourself a bonsai tree.
You mean like a zen garden?
Huh?
Oh, dude. Someone grow me a zen garden. I don't know how to deliver that to mean the nicotine pouch, but...
I was going
to
say 3 milligram or 6 milligram.
There we go. That's how you do it. Someone build me a 3 milligram Zen garden.
Wow. Okay. Abby, would you like to share your resolutions for us after
resolutions.
That?
Let's start with Mikey. Get a job.
Ooh.
Mikey's closer to getting a job than Well, no, I got a job this weekend, so never mind. Okay, I'm going to start with Jackson. Okay. I have two for you.
Wait, so I don't get one?
No, I'm swinging back around to you.
Okay.
Jackson, I have two for you.
Hit me.
So the one thing I've heard from all my friends who are engaged is that when they get engaged, sometimes it feels like their relationship starts to center around planning the wedding or talking about the wedding. My resolution for you is for once a month, you and your fiance have to go on a date where you cannot talk about the wedding. One night a month, you have a no wedding talk date.
That's a really good one.
Right?
I really like that.
Are you guys talking about the wedding a bunch? I've hung out with you guys a lot. I haven't heard one thing about the wedding. I had to ask the other day, hey, are you guys having a wedding? I think they're being pretty chill about it.
Well, we are being chill, but right now that's not so much of a challenge. But I know that later this year when we're like deep in the weeds on it, it's going to be a stressful time. So I really like that one. And it's better to just let's just start doing that now.
And my second one for you is to get a haircut like Jungkook from BTS.
Before the wedding?
It's all up to you before.
What does Jungkook's hair look like?
I don't know.
It kind of looks like what your hair looks like now.
Yeah, doesn't it not look like what I have? Just kind of, I don't know. Stay the way that I am and go on a date where I don't talk about the wedding.
Exactly. I just remember Jackson's resolution.
I don't know if I want to hear it now.
No, it's pretty good. Jackson, this past year, you've done everything correctly. Do exactly what you've been doing.
Nice.
That's a continuation.
Yeah, I would like for you to perform a continuation.
Yes, thanks, Mikey.
Okay, Mikey, my next one for you is I think you should discover a non-country artist that you really love. Ooh. I think you should go on a journey. This journey will take you on a path.
All right, I like that. But I listen to a lot of other stuff than country, little lady. I listen to a lot of funk. Well, I've been listening to a lot of Stevie Wonder recently. I'm not a one-trick pony now.
One new artist that's not country. And maybe that's easy for you because it'll be a continuation for you.
Listen to the Dixie Chicks.
I used to, all right, old artist and country.
Maybe I should make it a requirement that, yeah, it has to be a woman in pop.
I listen to Sabrina Carpenter. What's that one where she says it's rolling down her leg?
Because
he's so nice.
Yeah.
I listen to that song.
You would like that one.
No, I like her.
And Rebecca, I think you're doing pretty well.
Thanks.
But my one resolution for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Is you must examine all of your tchotchkes and you must clear out only the essentials before you get on an episode of Hoarders.
No.
So at this point, with my tchotchkes, it's less that I like them and more that they're like a status symbol. So if I get rid of them, then I don't value myself as a person as much.
Maybe you should reevaluate your self-worth for your New Year's resolution.
Yeah. Like, I hate my labubus, but if I get rid of them, then I'm no longer a person who owns labubus, and that's a problem for me.
And then who am I?
Who am I if I don't have labubus?
Exactly. Thank you. That's actually very good, because I am very cluttered right now in my one room I have at my parents' house.
There we go. That's it. Everyone's done for me.
Okay. I like that.
Cool. My turn?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Christ.
There we go.
Mikey.
Right.
For you.
Huh?
I want to help you in this resolution.
Uh-oh. Oh, I think I could guess it.
Go ahead. Guess.
Try new food.
Tangentially related to that.
Tangentially? That's a good one. Hell of a good word, really.
You should take him to like omakase or something.
So my original one was to allow Mikey to experience the finer things in life and try to enjoy it seriously. And so like taking you and Trin out for like a really nice dinner where like you actually sit there and don't have like, try to enjoy it. Because I know the last time you went to a fancy restaurant, you hated it every waking minute.
He's like, Carrabba's is a tough environment.
He can't go somewhere where you can't draw on the table.
Would you buy me a nice suit and then we go?
You love a suit.
You love suits.
I just want to I got. I'm trying to get a suit out of somebody recently.
I will buy you dinner.
And a suit?
No, not
okay,
a suit.
All right, all right.
I will buy y'all dinner, and we will go and experience that. But that actually wasn't the one that I wanted to mention to you. The other thing is I want you to find your go-to cocktail when you go to a nicer place.
Sprite and vodka. I already have it.
That's not the same.
That's not a cocktail. That's not a cocktail.
It has to have a name, like an old-fashioned.
Exactly.
A Aperol. No, like a... a Manhattan, a what's the one with Campari, a Negroni.
Yes, something that is a little bit classier. That when you are out fraternizing with the people, that you can you have a go to that you're not panicking when you're looking at the menu.
What's an All Nerd Palmer?
That's lemonade and sweet tea combined together.
He's like, is, no alcohol? Is Long Island iced tea not a cocktail?
What's just like a lemonade cocktail? What's a milk cocktail?
Milk?
Yeah. I feel like you would really like a Manhattan or an old fashioned.
Yeah, I think so too. And that's I want you to legitimately like it too. I don't want this to be like.
If it's going to be a whiskey, there's not a chance I'm going to like it.
I'm flabbergasted that you don't like whiskey. You give off I like whiskey vibes.
Well, gassed your flabber.
You mentioned milk, so I have a cocktail that I think maybe you would like because it doesn't have milk, but it does have whisked egg, and it's a pisco sour.
Mm.
Okay. Oh, sours! That's always been intriguing.
I bet you'd
like
a whiskey sour.
I love whiskey sours.
Is there something clear sour?
Try a pisco sour. You try. Go to like a Latina restaurant.
Go to a Latina. My girlfriend's going to be pissed. Go find a Latina.
Go to a Latin restaurant and order a pisco sour. Go to where all the Latinas are making pisco sour.
Go to all the Latinas.
He's like Chili's.
Oh, wow. Okay. So cool.
There you go.
Yeah.
Cool.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
All right, Abby.
Okay.
My goal slash challenge for you. You are moving to a new place.
I'm moving to a new place.
My goal slash challenge for you is for you to spend the first 60 days.
That's 2 months.
2 months.
Inside.
Dating app free.
Oh. Okay.
Just for you to get your bearings straight, figure out a routine and a rhythm instead of instantly getting there and swiping away and going around town with a bunch of guys.
It's funny that you bring that up because I have my Hinge currently set to another city I was considering and I refuse to move it from that city because I'm I have like 5 guys I have to break up with because I'm not moving there.
So funny.
Good restaurant.
Honestly, it's going to be so easy because I'm like one weekend I just need to fly out to that city and then just go on a date with all my boyfriends.
That would be a very fun content journey to follow along.
I think it would be funny. Yeah.
But yes, for the new city, I think just, you know, start with a clean slate and just get your bearings straight before you dive back into that whole messy world.
I think that'll actually be easier than maybe you expect it to be for me.
Okay. And Rebecca.
Yes, Daddy.
More of that. Very good. More of that.
More of a continuation of that.
We'll do a continuation on that.
My goal for you is for you to learn more about Pokemon so that you can talk to Kyle about that with a little bit more knowledge than just like, ooh, cute animal.
Okay, I think I can do that. I mean, at this point, all he cares about is like that I like the art style. Like,
which is great.
Yeah, he pulls a pack and he just gives me each card that I think is cute.
I think like just take one of the sets that's out right now and mm-hmm. just like give it a little look through and figure out the ones that you like and don't like and like make the chase part of what you're doing as well with him, mm-hmm. you know, so then it's fun for both of you.
Okay. No, that's a great resolution. I can definitely do that.
Cool.
What if we did a 2x2 resolution? I'll let you go in a second. You just hold your horses.
This is your 72nd resolution.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mikey.
What if we did a side-by-side where we make these gals golf and they make us do something?
I don't want
to
go.
What is the, what's like the equivalent of that?
You guys have like 2 weeks for me to do this.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
I don't mind going to try out golf. Like it's in my veins.
I mind. I don't want to do that.
I want to see Rebecca play.
What if you drive the golf cart and then I play?
No, Rebecca has to play. Rebecca, it will be a scramble and Rebecca plays every hole.
I'm going to like injure somebody.
I've done it before.
I'm going to injure myself.
What would be the equivalent of that that me and Jackson would have to do?
You guys could go to a drag show.
Baking. That's a fun idea.
When do I bake?
Yeah, she's not a baker.
Just fall in line, Rebecca.
What's something...
Just fucking pretend, okay?
What's something that me and you both love?
What we both love? Okay, let's see.
We're going to have to like watch Pitch Perfect.
I was like, I wish Heated Rivalry was still airing because you could go to a Heated Rivalry viewing and that would be really fun, I feel like.
Oh, you know what I really wanted to go? Is they're having a Heated Rivalry night at Masquerade, but it's sold out. It's just them playing fan edits, but it's to like good songs.
What's Heated Rivalry?
Guys, I saw you post 3 clips in one day about this, yes. And it sounds pretty gay.
That's why you guys will love it.
Hey, you'd be right about that, Mikey.
What is this?
It's a show about two rival hockey players that fall in love, but they can't come out because it's taboo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just watched a gay boot camp show. It had nothing to do with the gay. It was just a terrible show.
Girl show or boy show?
Is it boots?
Yes. Is it like a little bald-headed? Well, I guess he's bald-headed after he goes to boot camp.
Yeah, it just got canceled, I think. Yeah, the numbers did good.
Pretty awful.
Boots are pretty camp if you think about it.
Pretty camp?
Boots the house down and camped.
Yeah, pretty kinky. What are you doing, fun? I mean, we could make them like watch Heated Rivalry.
Actually, that would be kind of fun to like see how they think about like every episode. You guys give your like little commentary. That'd be good.
I have one that doesn't require us watching an entire season of something.
Yes, please.
Okay.
For us to watch your favorite movie, Abby, which I know that Rebecca also loves.
Pride and Prejudice, 2005. You also love Pride and Prejudice?
I do like it.
Didn't you guys go together to see that?
No, I bailed.
No, she bailed.
I bailed on her.
I had to go see it by myself. Oh, wait, no, I went with a couple other people.
Well, I fucking hated that book just through and through in high school.
You're going to hate the movie.
Yeah.
Well, we should give it a shot.
Okay.
Isn't that the one where that house is scary and there's that big...
That's Monster
big
House.
...big piece of shit? No, wait, what's... No, what am I thinking of? Bo something?
It's an old Bo.
Jack Horseman?
They're painting a fence.
I mean, what's that?
Clyde or something?
What? No.
Tom Sawyer?
Yeah. No. I mean, yes, but no.
What do you mean, yes, but no?
Like, yes, Tom Sawyer, but no. That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Pride and Prejudice. Jane Austen.
Ooh. Yes,
right.
That she's the correct. Monkey lady.
Yeah, I think it's
Jane Goodall.
Jane Goodall.
Wow,
I think it's the greatest movie of all time.
It's a great love story. It's a great movie. I really enjoy it.
I would be open to giving it a try.
Okay, so then what would me and Rebecca have to watch?
Yourselves play golf.
But
no, the movie one is good. I kind of like where we.
Well, okay. I went to a screening last night / Q&A with the cast of Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, you did? I love that movie.
Damn it. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Was that the symphony thing?
Yeah.
Aww.
Do you hate it or do you love it?
No,
it turns out people either absolutely hate this. You've not seen it.
No, I have seen it. It's actually one of the reasons my last situationship ended.
Oh.
He loved Napoleon Dynamite, and I could tell he was slow ghosting me. And so to like try and get him back in on the conversation, I sent him a gif of Napoleon doing that dance where he's wearing the Vote for Pedro shirt. And that was the last thing I ever said to
him. Oh my God. That's trauma.
That's terrible.
It was traumatic.
Well, Rebecca loves that movie. So what's like a quintessential?
People really hate that movie.
It is a little polarizing. Transformers.
I knew you were going to say Transformers. God, I hate that movie. Except for Megan Fox.
How about Caddyshack?
Caddyshack's good.
You know what? That's my dad's
Caddyshack,
favorite movie.
They would hate it.
That's too... You think they'd hate that?
There's no reason why people, I would hate Caddyshack.
People hate that movie.
My dad loves it.
Girls hate that movie.
My God.
We need to think about a movie that they would never watch on their own.
An hour-long YouTube video of Joe Rogan's podcast.
That's not bad.
Not bad. A whole episode of Kill Tony.
Oh, God.
I have a friend on that.
That's actually good. That's what?
Yeah, one of my friends is touring with one of the Kill Tony guys.
What do you mean? Who is it?
His name is Doug, and he is opening for one of the Kill Tony guys.
We won't get too deep in the weeds.
That's all
but,
I know.
But I'm curious.
That's very interesting. I think that would be fantastic.
I think it'd be funny.
Okay, so you guys watch Pride and Prejudice. We listen to an episode of Kill Tony.
You watch it.
You watch it.
Okay, great.
Yeah. And it's like,
what's it about?
It's like stand-up?
It's a stand-up panel, and they're not very nice, and people are terrible.
I'm going to hate it. It's that I know I'll hate.
I've been watching it for so many years. So many years I've put into the show.
I do feel bad. It's not very equal. Pride and Prejudice is like 3 hours.
No, this is like 2.5 hours.
The long live shows.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Rebecca, what about your resolutions for us?
All right, fab. Jackson, my resolution for you is to watch a movie at least 5 in the next year that was made before 2001.
Oh, so true.
Can you give me 5 movies?
Yes, absolutely.
What would they be? This is like Letterboxd when they're like, what are your top 4?
What genres do you like?
Well, you need to throw in something like The Godfather or
Goodfellas.
One of those types of movies. I've never seen any of those.
The Graduate.
I'm going to give you movies that I think you would actually like.
So yeah,
you
please.
Said you said your favorite movie is Interstellar.
Yes.
So you like sci-fi.
I love sci-fi.
Love Matthew McConaughey.
And you love Matthew McConaughey.
That is true. I do love Matthew McConaughey.
Dazed and Confused.
I think he's going to find that boring.
Yeah, I never even watched the whole thing.
What about Alien?
That's what I was going to say. You should watch Alien.
Does it age well?
Yes. The effects are perfect. Okay. They look so good. The film looks so good.
The Matrix?
It's like fine, actually. The Matrix is like okay. I don't think he'd really like that.
To watch the whole... I love Keanu.
Wait, you know what? If you love Keanu Reeves, you know what movie I think you and Mikey would love?
John Wick?
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
That's a great idea.
It's so funny.
I've heard of that.
Dangerous things are afoot at the Circle K. It's very much like... It's y'all's...
Is that pre-2001?
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
I would nominate Smokey and the Bandit. You would have to watch that.
I've never seen that. So
very funny, very good.
That sounds like it's from the 20s.
It's pretty old. Yeah. Pretty old. Burt Reynolds.
Honestly, you could switch Bill and Ted or Wayne's World. I feel like either of those would be great. And
Wayne's
like
World.
Them.
I never watched it, but I do know one part is Cream of Some Young Guy.
I say it all the time. Now I'm remembering.
Like, dude, what do you want to eat? Cream of Some Young Guy?
I feel like there has to be an Adam Sandler one in there, like The Water Boy.
Let's see.
Most of those are post 2000, I think.
Are they?
A lot of them are.
Those are also two, I think, in the same vein of things that I have watched. Like, I have seen Adam Sandler movies, so like, I kind of get it. Mm-hmm. So
maybe not then.
Let's go for like another classic.
Okay. You want to see like a classic? Classic.
Titanic.
Oh, wait. Scarface. Every guy I ever know.
Scarface. Oh, my God. No. One of the best movies ever.
Every man I've ever known loves Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah. Wait, you haven't seen Pulp Fiction? I just watched it again like 3 days ago.
I don't think Jackson would like Pulp Fiction.
He would love it. Right up his alley. He would love how the story wraps around
and you figure
out what's going on. Yeah, he would.
What makes you think I won't like
alive?
It?
Pulp Fiction is not very straightforward. It's not told in like a linear way. It's very, it's like an eclectic story. I don't know.
You have to be an idiot to not understand what's going on in this movie.
Can understand it, but it's much weirder than people think.
It's not.
It's pretty.
It's cool. Like it's pretty cool. Like, everything is cool in it. There's not a lot of weird nonsense. Like, it's just cool shit going on.
I just feel like there's a lot of, like, excess in it that he would, like, start looking at his phone pretty quickly.
Not... Well, okay, you just mean slow scenes or something.
I mean, there's just a lot of not fluff, because no. I don't find it to be fluff, but I think that it wouldn't capture his attention as much as you think.
A lot of movies, they have these long scenes, but no dialogue. The dialogue in this movie is everything, and it's incredible. You would be wrapped into it so quick.
The dialogue is great.
If I'm committing to these movies, I will not be on my phone for any bit of it. Yeah. But that will be the first one on my list, and we will revisit this conversation to see which of you is right.
I would watch that with you.
There
actually.
Is a okay. scene where Quentin Tarantino says the N-word like 50 times.
That's him.
My God.
He's having fun.
Classic Quint. Honestly, yes, classic Quint.
Okay, so Bill and Ted, Wayne's World.
Gladiator.
I have seen Gladiator.
Okay.
What about Braveheart?
I haven't seen any of them.
I have seen Braveheart, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with Braveheart. The Thing. I'm going to give you a classic horror movie. It's one of the best. You will enjoy it.
I will save that one for Halloween time this year, but okay.
That's fair.
So we have
I've never Bill seen Ted, any of those.
Wayne's World. The Thing,
mm-hmm.
Alien,
yes,
and Pulp Fiction.
Okay, that's great.
Everything other than Pulp Fiction, I'm like, I'll never watch that. I immediately go to the most negative perception.
That's exactly how I am. I look at The Thing and I'm like, oh, 1989, fuck that.
No. Mine's not the time that it was made. Actually, recently I only started watching movies from like the 60s because the pressure is incredibly low. Like nothing is even remotely real. So I'm not stressed out whatsoever. I'm like, he's robbing the bank. The cops are after him. He's having fun. Like it seems like they're on a movie set. It's really nice to watch.
Okay, I think that's a good one. Thank you, Rebecca.
You're welcome. Abby, I had so much trouble thinking of one for you.
No, because I'm just so perfect.
No,
you're so
scared.
You're a complicated lady.
My therapist is telling me enough things I need to change. I don't need more.
I'm about to learn that about myself soon.
Okay.
Don't cry.
I thought of a couple, and I feel like you can just take whatever speaks to you in this moment.
Okay.
Number one, I would like to see you eat less yogurt because you eat so much of it and it scares me.
I had 3 yogurts today.
That's actually terrifying to me. I just don't want to think about your gut microbiome. I mean, it was probably actually better than all of ours.
Yeah, it's probably really healthy.
It's
just to consume that much yogurt is disturbing to me personally.
It's the easiest and most delicious way to consume protein.
The second one was, I want you, before you record something, to take a breath and take like 5 minutes to think about it. But then I thought about that one and I was like, what? No, you actually don't need to do that because you always get what you want every time you do that.
What does that mean?
You can be a little bit of Karen sometimes on your social media, but then you get exactly what you want. So I don't think you should do that. I'm rescinding it.
Wow, that was a real, like, she actually tried.
That was so mean.
You went from eating less yogurt to stop being a Karen.
It's not stop being a Karen, because I think she's a very successful Karen. She's a great Karen, and I applaud her in her Karen endeavors.
We would get nowhere in this world if it wasn't for women like me who speak up.
I agree. I agree with you. That's why I'm rescinding that.
I'm a voice for the voiceless, Rebecca.
I've heard you say that.
Are you yelling at me because of my Starbucks comment?
Because of what?
The Starbucks thing I said about Starbucks yesterday?
No.
I was yelling at my local Starbucks because I was like, you know what? And another thing.
What?
I didn't like say what Starbucks it was. I was just like, fuck the Starbucks near me.
No, I didn't even see that. Right. I saw what you posted, like, I think after that, where you were like, it could be a little bit of a Karen.
You know what? And I admit that, but we all have our flaws, and at least mine is for the greater good.
How is that for the greater good, yelling at some Starbucks?
I wasn't yelling at any Starbucks in particular. I was just venting.
You were venting to the audience about Starbucks.
Yeah, and you know what? I got DM saying, oh, was it the Starbucks on blah, blah, blah road? And I was like, yes, so it's not just me.
We should burn it down.
You really should.
Okay, well, stick to the yogurt. Stick to the yogurt.
So you want me to stop being a bitch and to have a less flourishing gut microbiome?
If you have time. No, I didn't have one for you, really. It was just the yogurt, but it's okay.
You can't say that now.
I mean,
so
it's too late.
I'm going to be fair. All of mine are not good. Mine for you is like watch movies. Mine for you is eat less yogurt. Mine for Mikey actually is pretty selfish.
You're like, and just whatever comes in the back of my head.
Hang on, let me think about it for a second.
Yeah, and you just fucking
and sleep. You're the worst.
I want Mikey.
What?
Every week, I want you to learn a new bite of information, either about pop culture movies, history, geographical locations.
Like a fun fact.
Yes.
Oh, fun are you fact. Saying because I'm bad at trivia?
I want you to contribute more at trivia. Is that
why? Oh. Come on.
I would good. Like you to Come contribute on. More at trivia. So all right. Every pick a day, and you're going to learn a new fun fact, and I'd like you to text it to me.
Okay. I'll do that. I'll do that. I'll start right now, actually.
Let's share it on the podcast every week.
Oh, great. There we go. Okay, that's a good segment.
Let's do it.
I'll give you the first one right now. There is a military blockade in Timbuktu. Take it home, read about it, and can you explain, come back.
Can you elaborate anymore?
That's all I got. Okay. It's been happening since 2022.
Interesting.
You know, if we really wanted him to be useful in trivia, we should just have him memorize like one category of things. So that's just always his thing.
All right. I get half of the music questions.
No, you're great for music. You are good for music. We should just like open up one Wikipedia page and like make him memorize it about like some like niche science thing. Yeah,
exactly. And you can have like a Quizlet at the end of the year.
Yeah. We should just have him memorize the entire periodic table of elements.
I think there are a lot of element questions. That'd be great.
I hate that.
No, that'd be great. That'd
I don't
be great.
Want to do that.
Okay, well, Rebecca, if you're not going to give me a limit on the amount of yogurts I'm allowed to eat this week, I think we've about hit our limit on resolutions before a fight breaks out amongst us.
I think three a day is good.
Three a day what?
Of yogurts.
Oh. I thought I did learn three facts a day. I was like, damn.
So I can't have one when I go back home.
No, you pay your cap.
All right, what's the name of the new segment for next week called?
Mikey's Minute. A Minute with Mikey.
No, is there something about a fact?
That's what Mikey's girlfriend calls sex with Mikey.
That's very good.
Pioneer.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.